Thought for today. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Are people's feelings important? That's a good thought for today, isn't it? Are people's feelings important? Well, it appears that we live in a world that is made up of our feelings only, nobody else's, and that our feelings are the only ones that have to be recognized and appreciated. Now, what are we going to do about that? How can we live in a world where just our feelings are important and nobody else's are important? Well, when we go around in our world and disregard the responses of other people. Now, for instance, I like Ellen Jeremini. She's our CEO, and she's a big wheel here, and she's a super lady. But Ellen Jeremini was married to a very wealthy man, and they lived in a very wealthy home, and they had a very, you don't know what's coming, do you? And they had very beautiful fixtures and beautiful furniture, and it was a beautiful penthouse apartment, a house that was their own flat that they owned, and it was overlooking the Sea of Lugano, Lake of Lugano, and just really quite lovely. But Ellen was a normal, strange woman. She felt that she certainly had to clean up the house before the cleaning lady got there. She would go through her entire house, and she would spend an hour or two putting everything in order, making the beds, putting everything nicely, so that when the cleaning lady came there, she would thought, my, they are a clean and orderly family, you know. Now, why did Ellen hire a cleaning lady, she calls her a putzfrau, to come into her house and make everything clean? Now, I don't know why Ellen hires a bugelfrau, that's a lady coming to do her ironing, if she's going to do the ironing first, you know, and then she has the lady do the ironing again, you know, and to make sure that it got all the wrinkles that Ellen missed. Well, now, what would be the value of having a putzfrau come in if you're going to putzfrau the house yourself, if you're going to clean it yourself? And Ellen's not alone in this strange attitude that she wants the putzfrau to think that she's a clean lady, you know. But are we all not like that to some degree? And are we all not taking away the privilege of the putzfrau for doing a good job? We hire her to come in and take care of the things that are her responsibility. Now, we truly could do it ourselves. But because you're rich and because you got lots of money and you can hire these people, you hire them, and you should really let them do their work. But when you don't let them do their work, they are a meaningless group. So what Ellen did to get her money's worth out of the putzfrau, we would be having breakfast and she'd have the putzfrau serve us breakfast, you know. She's supposed to be cleaning the house, you know. And then we would be sitting there talking about philosophy, and she said, come, talk with us. And she'd have the putzfrau stick her nose in there on everything that we were talking about, which was all right, just fine, because, you know, she was an interested lady, an interesting lady, too. So most of us are pretty much like Ellen. We are pretty much like this cleaning the house before the putzfrau comes there. Now, all of us have responsibilities in life. And our responsibilities are things that are giving us our life meaning. They give our life purpose. And the putzfrau's life has meaning and purpose because of the houses that she cleans and so forth. And she knows when the job is done before her, when people are ashamed to see her see a dirty house, and she knows that. And she knows that these people have no respect for themselves. Because, you know, you don't fix your car before you take it to the garage, so the garage is going to think that you run a good car, you know. You take the car to the garage because you want the garage man to fix the car. Okay, so all of us go through life and have these experiences. Now, here at the monastery, we have an aging community. And our staff is getting older and older and older. And they're opportunities to do things become lesser and lesser and lesser because they're being older and older. And it is a great task and a great chore for Ellen and I, who are the youngsters here, I guess, even though Sylvia likes to think she's a youngster. But it's a great task for us to make sure that people have something to do. I have always contended that if people are disrespectful and if people do not do their jobs well, you don't worry about it. You just take that job away from them and let them do something else. And then if they don't do that well, you take it away from them and then let them do something else and take it away. Pretty soon there's nothing for them to do, and they sit around like a lump on a log with nothing to do, and they feel totally useless, and then they leave. Then they go away. Now, that's the best way to get rid of people who do not want to participate in the program. And truly, we do have a program here. Now, our program is very, very specific. And so far, we have divided it down. We've had as many as 15 people here at one time, all having to have jobs to do, and Ellen having to figure out how to keep them busy and to let them feel that they were useful to the organization. But now, we have just two people here, basically, although we have Dorothea here as a visitor. But we have two people, and these two people have chores to do. Ellen runs the total organization, keeping everything in order, and I go out and make people happy by giving talks and lectures and things like that. But Sylvia and Ingeborg are actually running the University of Healing. They're doing all the day-to-day, moment-to-moment work that's done here. Now, Sylvia's task has been greatly reduced by the fact that instead of putting out 12 gists a year, we're putting out 4. And so she has one quarter of the work to do that she would normally have to do. And she has no other great opportunities. She cooks like anybody else would cook, and she cleans house like anybody else cleans house. Everybody cleans house on, what is it, Saturday we clean house, and things like that. So we all are doing these things. Now, Ingeborg, she had done many things. She had run the mail room and handled all the details for years now and done a very excellent job. And she had a few things that reduced her ability to get around and be mobile for a while. So for a while, we have taken away a few responsibilities so she doesn't have to overwork herself while she's getting herself back in order. And we're getting pretty close to getting back in order, wouldn't you say, Ingeborg?
Yes, sir.
Yes. And are you in order now?
Yes.
Yes. Are you going to run a race? Not yet. Okay, well, you see, so we have to be very careful that we don't say to Ingeborg, Ingeborg, you're not doing that job right, we're going to take it away, we're going to give you nothing to do. And so you're going to sit around and do nothing. And so Ingeborg would feel, hey, I think it's time for me to fold up my tent and slowly steal away and maybe dig a hole and jump into it. And that's a sad thing to do to anybody. So rather than do that, we give Ingeborg responsibilities that are happy and that she enjoys, right?
Yes.
Do we give you responsibilities you're happy with and enjoy?
I have no responsibility.
Ingeborg, I'm on your side. Now, don't tell me the problem. Tell me the solution. Okay, now. So, this is hard for us who are more agile of foot at the moment to go and do things ourselves instead of expecting Ingeborg to do things that she knows how to do and give her the feeling of self-confidence. If we said to Ingeborg, Ingeborg, you're going to get an award at the PTA tonight. You're going to be there? Ingeborg say, yes. If we say, Ingeborg, this is one of many PTAs. Can you make it? Well, I don't know. I'm, you know, not myself. I don't feel like it. And you see, we have to keep Ingeborg on the edge that she's getting an award, just like all the rest of us. We have to keep ourselves on the edge that we're getting an award so that we act from our most efficient and most effective way. So, it is very important that we respect this in that. Now, it is true that there is nothing that is secret here on campus. There is nothing that's private, nothing that belongs to one person. If any of us want to go in the mail room, we can go in the mail room. If we want to go into Sylvia's office and sit at Sylvia's computer and fool around, we can sit at Sylvia's computer and fool around. If we want to do anything else we want to do, we can go and do it. But when a person has a specific job, and it's Sylvia's job to put out, say, the newsletter or something, we say, Sylvia, where's the newsletter? I'm too busy, I got to help out. Hey, what are you doing that is naughty that you have to protect yourself from and say, hey, instead of just saying, I'm just about done with it, and as soon as I'm done with it, I'll bring it to you. Or, it's more than I can handle right now. Can you give me a hand? Can you work with me on proofing it or something? And then, see, that's a whole different thing. But, you see, you do whatever you're asked to do. And then with Ingeborg handles our mail room, and she gets the mail out. Now, there are certain things that we have told Ingeborg, put the dogs away, certain things we have told Ingeborg that for the moment we'll help her with it, then we help her with it. And that is what we do. And we do not take it away from her, but we help her with it. So these are things because we enjoy having her feel that she is an important part of the total thing, just like you and I are. Now, this is something that it's very important for us to remember. Everyone has a responsibility, and they take great pride in their responsibility to do it. And if we subvert or take away their opportunity to do that, we take away some of that self-pride, the desire to live, the desire to be whole and perfect, the desire to have a happy life. And we want to be very careful about that. So it's a tendency to go into Ingeborg's office and want to do it ourselves because we feel we know what we want to do and can do it faster. But if we channel to each person their task and let them do it and then ask them for it, we will have the most beautiful and the most effective way of having a happy organization and having a happy house. So we're going to remember that, and we're going to pay attention to it. And one time that somebody forgets to do it right is not all the time. And so we're going to make sure that everything runs as stay, please. Everything runs as smooth and cool as it can be. We want to always make sure that everything is in order and everything is harmonious, and that we work together as a group, and that we don't take each other's responsibilities away, because if we do, that's a sure sign that adios is soon to follow, you know. And that's very important. That's very important. And that's what life's all about. Each one of us have an opportunity to put these thoughts for today into work for ourselves. And it's up to us to do it, and to do it happily. So you all, think on these things. Great good comes from them. And I'm looking forward to seeing you another time and saying, I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.